Yeah, did I tell you guys about my haunted house that I did?
No, but that's on brand for you.
In my
Well, yeah.
grandparents' house, I covered it in baby powder to indicate it was like dust and dirty and
Did your
old.
mom beat you up after?
I was like,
No, but their fucking face.
I can't believe you didn't get beat to hell for
The
that.
cabinets, I had taken my hands and smeared the powder all over the walls, everything. I did offer refreshments, but they were empty Coke bottles because ghost Coke doesn't exist.
Well,
Please listen carefully.
What's up, sisters? Welcome back to another episode of Everyone and Their Sister. I'm Christina.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Stephanie.
And this episode is very special because, guys, we're old as fuck now. And unrelated to that, this is our 100th episode.
Wow, that was sad.
Having spoken before on this very podcast about how our enthusiasm level has dipped slightly in a world post-COVID slash aged slash weighed down by work. So I was like, you know what, for the 100th episode, let's come in a little bit more cheerful, a little bit more enthusiastic, bringing in not quite some of that episode one excitement, because I don't think we can ever get back to that, but maybe episode 20, episode 50 even. What a response that got.
I don't have it in my heart.
I want my enthusiasm edited in because I can no longer do it myself.
Like an AI voice thing that just like takes
like
somebody's
an,
voice
like an
and
applause,
uplifts it.
An audience applause.
Okay.
Maybe some
okay.
poppers, you know.
Yeah, okay, when I edit this, I'll definitely do.
Oh my god.
I was like, I like how much work this is putting on Nat to edit this to like go in for some royalty-free sound music and be like, okay, people who are actually excited by life. 2019.
Oh god, 2019 specifically.
Yeah, because it has to be pre-2020.
Yeah.
Even, I'm sure, the fake ones cannot capture true excitement anymore. Surely it's not just us, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you go back and listen to other podcasts, they must also be experiencing this.
I feel like the true crime podcasts probably sound very similar.
Because it's always been bleak.
It's always
Yeah, exactly.
Well, except for, like, you know, the ones that shall not be named.
The ones that shall not be named that I think we have an entire episode around. And that's actually a great segue into what the theme of our 100th episode is going to be. We thought long and hard about this. And by that, I mean, we wrote up a couple ideas on Instagram, said that we would discuss it when we were together, and then discussed it for about 5 minutes, picked an idea. That idea really didn't work out well. And then said, fuck it, we're just going to pick our best and least favorite episodes. So that's what we're going to be going through today. We're going to go through our backlog of 100 and 100 only episodes. There are no other episodes to make this number over 100. And we're going to talk about the ones that we love the most and the ones that we maybe should have gone back to the drawing board on, or maybe we just hate for different reasons, you know? Not all ideas are gold, but sometimes the problem was a specific person in an episode.
Wow.
Sounds like an attack.
No one. I wish I could remember enough of the episodes to have picked something like that, but I just thought of that as I was saying it. So with that in mind, as we talk about the way things have changed, who we are differently, do you want to talk about anything about starting this podcast, or do you just want to go into our best and worst?
I mean, what was our mindset when we started this podcast?
I mean, personally, it was because I think we were all, maybe it was just me and Nat, watching My Favorite Murder. I'm like, if those two could do it, so could I.
You know, I was listening to a lot of things at the time. I don't even think it was like more so about the podcast format itself. I think I was just kind of like, this is accessible and I really want to talk about books. And then also tag on TV shows and movies. And if we just, I don't even know, like, who brought this up first? I don't even know.
I don't know either.
Did somebody tell us that we should talk about books together? I feel like that's probably something that happened.
Probably. But I didn't even remember until recently that me and Steph barely knew each other when we started the podcast. It wasn't until someone said that and I went back to listen to an old episode that I was like, oh yeah, we don't know each other. I mean, was it Nat that said that we found out that Steph's sister's name is Christina on an episode?
Yeah. And also, I remember I ran the chemistry test for us because I wasn't sure how we would fare well. And so it's still on my Canon camera somewhere because we didn't have mics at the time. We didn't know what to record on at the time. And, like, I was like, oh, I gotta make sure we can talk well, because I knew Christina very well, and then I also knew Steph pretty well, but you two didn't. And I was like...
It's because we didn't overlap in work, so...
Yeah. That's really what it was. Yeah, we had, like, met at a couple of different events.
Wow, am I the glue?
You are.
I think you were, because I think probably what had happened is, talking about podcasts, is probably we made some kind of joke about it, and then you made something about it with Steph, and then you were like, okay, well, let's do all three of us.
Yeah, probably. Wow, I can't even remember the exact moment.
I honestly do remember the chemistry test, though, because it was around my coffee table.
Yeah.
In my one bedroom apartment.
Yep.
And I mean, not to kind of go into the episode itself, but that is one of my favorite episodes, even though it will
the
never
first
end,
one. Oh, the chemistry test?
The chemistry test. What we called the lost episode.
Just we because we recreated it as the lost episode, did, too. Yeah.
But just because I remember being like, God, like, what is this even going to be like? How are we going to do this? And then I remember us hating our voices, but the absolute joy at being like, I don't think this is terrible.
No, like, we were maybe fucking this funny. Is...
Yeah. And honestly, the fact that, like, this we've been doing this for, is it 4 years now?
No, longer. Like,
I feel like it's 2018, right?
Is it 2018?
I can see our first episode was... If it's even going to tell
October,
me, it might
October,
be different.
October 2017.
2017. So, yeah. Disgusting.
So 5 years. And I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, we've obviously taken some pauses. There's been, it's not like it was 5 years consecutively. And we used to do only 2 episodes a month, which was a great idea. but it was like, I mean... But it's one of those things where, like, listen, we've been doing this for 5 years, and to this day, mostly the people that listen to it are the people that we know. So you have moments where you go, do we still do this? But then you go, no, but we're funny. And people tell us that we're funny, and I like the external validation of being told that I'm funny.
Sometimes I wonder, I'm like, are we funny, though? I think what kills you is when you're editing your jokes over and over again, and you're like, you're just boring. And annoying.
Oh my God. The number of times I cut things out that I'm like, no, I don't like the way this makes me look. But let me leave in the most embarrassing things Nat says.
Wow. And then meanwhile, I'm just out here cutting my heavy breathing into the mic.
Oh my God. I also remember us realizing that we needed to learn how to speak for podcasts, and we've since completely lost that. But really early on, the number of horrible mouth sounds that had to be cut out.
That's
my least favorite.
I don't mind the, because I still do it, but.
I know you still do it.
I know you still do it.
I can picture the visual on
the
editing.
The little.
Yeah. You are our worst offender for that. And then I am the worst offender for blowing out the microphone.
I think that is a culture
thing. No, I've never noticed it. We've all done it. It's just a mouth sound that you have never fixed.
I don't care. I like that sound.
It's horrible to edit. I also remember, though, knowing the wavelength for that sound and for
Yeah.
And just being really good at, like, even getting to those points and knowing exactly what to cut.
I don't think we do a lot of anymore, though. I definitely don't
do a lot
them.
Of likes, and I am guilty of that.
I think it's hard to get rid of those. I think I feel like writing stuff down has helped me get rid of but I don't think the likes are ever going to go away.
It's just how we talk nowadays.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Everything is always the basically or essentially version. Everything is always like something. We've got our ticks. But that's what it's been like recording this, and we'll keep doing it until, honestly, I stop organizing the episodes.
Until we get a sponsor.
Until we get a goddamn sponsor. Yeah, but then What we need to do is get a sponsor that pays us so much money, not none of us have to work. And that's going to be a bit difficult, but I think we could get there.
We're putting it into the universe. Yeah.
We're putting it into the universe. Okay, here's the thing. If we could get enough money from this podcast that we can buy the house that we vacation at, we could just live there. Do I want to live with other people? No. But if it meant that I wouldn't have to work, I would do it.
The only thing that's about that true. House is that you need to soundproof it.
Yes.
Somehow. 100%. Throw away those barn doors. Throw away.
Yeah. Barn doors out the window.
Give my room a door and then we're fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Add an AC up in your room though, like a separate one.
Oh my god. So hot up there. So with that being said, let's dive into the episode specifically. And as always, actually maybe not as always, because didn't we find out that Nat used to go first?
Yes.
I don't know really? When that changed. I don't know when or why that
we
changed.
We still say our names in the order that we speak in, though. Isn't that not the weirdest thing? No, that we used to speak in, but not the way we speak in
now. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we start me.
Why would I ever be last?
I think we realized that because you spoke so little, it made more sense for you to go at the beginning so that we could cut more from the end, right?
Steph, what is your favorite and least favorite episodes? Let's get into it.
So I was going to say, my worst ones are when we had we each picked one book, one movie, one TV show. Like,
just all of them?
Insanity that we would do that. Because it was so long. In actual fact, the episodes are the same length as we discovered. I think, Christina, you said that. But too much. Too much time.
I think we cut so much time from them, though. I think there was a lot of extra.
Oh, but yeah, here's the difference. We still talk for 3 hours to record one episode. It's just now we're only recording for an hour and 15 minutes of that 3 hours.
But to say, there were some gems in there. I'm going to some highlights that I liked. To all the pods I've loved before. Number one, great title. Number two, that's when we thirst trapped ourselves. We were thirsty for Noah Centineo. And oof. I guess his career is still pretty good. He was in The Recruit. Nat made me watch that.
Made you watch you it. Made, you sound like it was a fucking...
You made me watch it.
I mean, because you two watched it, I then also watched it.
And what were your thoughts? Decent?
Oh.
It was fine. But we... It was fine. But like we've said, probably even in that episode, his true chemistry is with Lana Condor. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't got back to that yet. So... Sad for him. Another highlight for me was when we watched 365 Days during lockdown. Yes. Did we watch that as a Netflix party? We must have.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
I
remember the, what is it called? The sex scene, what is it?
On the boat?
Yeah, but like, what is it called when it like is many images? The montage?
Sex montage. I remember cutting in the music of the lead guy into the episode because he was singing the soundtrack to the movie. Have I watched the third movie? No. So
is that out? Wow.
Oh, it's out.
It's out. But the second movie was such
Nacho,
a letdown.
Nacho, I think. What's his name? Nacho?
Nacho.
Yeah, Nacho. It was Nacho. It's honestly impressive that you could have had a sequel that was a letdown because it's like the expectations were nothing. But it's like 29 minutes of montages.
And I loved listen, I'll probably watch 365 one day. It's like how I rewatch Twilight occasionally. I'm like, I need the vibes. I need the joy that brought me.
Occasionally.
Yeah, occasionally is key.
Like, maybe I watched it 2 weeks ago. Maybe Christina was there, but didn't want to be there.
I really didn't.
But what can you do? And then I would say another... So this episode, I remember us vividly... Or, sorry, I should say, I've edited in not only the Pride and Prejudice soundtrack, but... The episode ended up talking about soundtracks at the end because Nat was talking about Battlestar Galactica, which had a great soundtrack, and I think Bear McCreary had a song,
yes,
which we talked about.
Well, he did the whole soundtrack, and then he did a remake of All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix, which was very good.
And then Christina was talking about Queer as Folk, which also had a good soundtrack. So in the end, the theme of that episode was soundtracks, but we're talking about redos or like, The title is It's the Remix. What is that called?
Yeah, it was kind of like adaptations, but I, no, it was reboots. It was like, because like Queer as Folk and I think Battlestar Galactica were like the American versions of UK shows. And then Pride and Prejudice also has like been remade 700 times.
Well, 2005 is clearly the best one. And that was the music that I chose. And I like, as I'm speaking the episode, I'm talking about what music I'm going to put into the episode. And it turned out great, in my opinion. That was episode 32.
Guys, life is hard. And today we are talking about remakes. Steph, after all
my
that.
God, we're going straight into it.
Yeah.
We're going straight into
it. We had so much conversation just there. Why wouldn't
actually,
we?
I didn't even look at the time that we started this at. Okay, I'll go for it. Guys, the time has come. You probably heard me talk about this movie specifically on this podcast. You're already yelling into the room that you're in what I'm about to pick. It's Pride and Prejudice from 2005.
Of course.
And then right here is going to be the swell of the Pride and Prejudice music that everyone... Welcome back. Thank you. I hope I took you on a magical journey.
And then I'm trying to think of any recent ones that I really loved as we've come back from our long hiatus.
Well, that's real
sad. The way you say it really makes it sound like we've downgraded in quality.
In sadness. But I will say, you know what I enjoyed? And I don't think this is going to shock anyone listening, but our Bridgerton episodes are always the best ones.
Yeah, they're very good.
We watch them the most. Quickly? Is that even a correct grammatical sentence?
Yeah, we
watch them fast.
The quickest?
Yeah, the quickest. We're like on it, we post it really quickly, and people love it.
I think we know why. It's one of the few shows that releases that we can record quickly on.
That's true.
Exactly. For return listeners will know, it's one of the only shows that Steph will absolutely binge in a weekend for us.
I like to take my time, I like to savor things, but Bridgerton, well, it's like, at this point in time, I need to beat the TikTok that's going to spoil something for me. So, like, Queen Charlotte, I also had to get on quickly. I wasn't even going to watch it, but the TikToks came in, and I was like, okay, fine. And that's what got us back, baby.
I will say, I was going to come back quickly to what we were talking about with Bridgerton, though, because what I do think is really funny, and that clearly it's not just that these are our favorite episodes to, like, that we do, it's, like, are literally our favorite episodes to make. Before our brief hiatus that never happened, that we will not acknowledge happened, we recorded a Bridgerton season 2 review. We took almost a full year off, and then we came back with Queen Charlotte. They are one right after the other, and they are a full year apart from each other in terms of release.
It's the only thing that can ever bring us back. If we ever go on hiatus again, the next season of Bridgerton will bring us back.
But that episode outperformed others by astronomical levels.
People were upset. The Bridgerton season 2 review in particular, I think it's the Canthony review. People love.
I'm a little scared for our next episode on Bridgerton, to be honest, because now I feel like I have to one-up the cover again, and I'm like, how high can I get the hair?
How high can you?
Yeah, I want you to keep one.
And
up.
I guess
our last one when they end Bridgerton is just gonna, the full cover is going to be hair,
with just an eye peeking out or something,
just her eyes.
It looked like
but
a
I will
cover.
Say so. Then I one the final episode I'll talk about or briefly talk. It's like our dark episode, which again, not many people
Quantum
have watched.
Entanglement.
Quantum Entanglement.
That's also on my. That's
okay.
On my
so
top.
I'll let you talk about it. But I will say, like, that's what I remember us first time you like Nat. You drew the yellow rain jacket. I think that's when we first started like adjusting the cover art or in my mind. Yeah. And I'm like, we're on to something there.
Because it was so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay.
Wait, but did you have any? Oh, you did. Sorry. I was going to say, did you have any least favorites? But I forgot you started with that.
Yeah. My least favorite is the younger. I mean, it's like when you're talking, as we said, you learn how to speak once you've heard yourself talk multiple times and had to edit out all your stuff. Not that I'm any better speaking, but I would like to think that I am. So I'm just going to live in that reality. But yeah, none of them I hate, because I don't think if I hated them, I would be like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, I don't think I could hate anything so much, but I can start with the one that I hated.
Okay.
Hated it. No, I didn't actually hate it that much, but I think like one of the worst episodes was like in the beginning we did a lot of experimental things, and I think that's totally fine to figure out what we wanted to do. And one of the episodes we did was this mini-sode, Whose Question Is It Anyway? I fucking hate that episode. It's awful.
What's it about? I know that title.
I literally think it's just personal questions about us. Oh, and I was like, Jesus. Why did we do this?
No one needs to know about us.
And I believe I was the one that suggested it. So I'm like, oh, that was a terrible idea. I wish I could scrap this completely. But it's out there in the world now. And if anybody ever wants to listen to some personal shit, it's apparently out there. I think out of all the episodes, that's the only one I actually dislike. Oh, wow. Like, actively, which is, like, crazy to say. Even the early ones, I'm fine with it. But, like, in terms of, like, favorites, I feel like I have, like, this section of episodes for some reason, which I'm calling our golden era.
When we were on?
That's so... We're literally still recording.
Listen, we had some really good ideas then, and I don't care if not a lot of people listen to some of these ideas. I thought they were very fucking good. But, like, one of them, obviously, is, like, episodes 35 to 38, Christina Reads. That was very fun to record. It was a bitch to edit. Fun to record.
I was gonna say a bold sentence. I was the one that edited the video.
Listen, I know it would have been a bitch to edit the video, too. But anyway, those ones were very fun. I really personally, and this is, like, very selfish of me, I personally love conspiracy theories. So episode 42, that Pop Culture Conspiracy Hour. I thought that was just funny. It wasn't funny. Our usual, because we didn't talk about, like, actual content other than content of the internet. But I thought that was fun. It was funny. And then, of course, episode 51, the Courtney Summers episode. I really liked that one. Yeah, and I wish we could do more like that, for sure.
Let's get more authors on. I check every day for the Hurricane Wars author arc to be released into my presence.
Even, like, the Lauren Oliver episode was very, very good. I just think we had too many panic episodes.
Too many panic.
No, I can't, you know what? I'll wait until we get to my section. I completely disagree. I think we had the exact right amount of panic
episodes. Three panic episodes for a show that only lasted one season. That's justice. So sad.
Yeah. Yeah. If we had had four, it would have gotten the second season. Wow.
I can't believe you're blaming this on us. It not getting renewed.
I am. No, actually, you know, I'm not blaming it on us, though, because at the end of the day, we did everything we literally could. But please.
Yeah, continue. I think we actively were engaging with Ray Nicholson's fans and Lauren Oliver's fans. I think that's a great thing that we did. Maybe some of them are still listening. And you know what? Happy that they're still here. Happy that they want to have us in their ears.
Appreciate them.
I did not like that sentence for some reason.
It's much like the third episode of Panic, Uncut, Supple and Uncut.
Our titles? Someone should need...
How can you say that was too many when the third one is the second best name?
In a lot of ways, I feel like What's-His-Face from Community, where I say things and they sound so heinous.
Wait, you...
The Dean?
No, what's his name? The old guy. Pierce?
You know what's burned in my brain, though? Lauren Oliver saying titties was the weirdest way it was spelled. And that's what I remember her saying the most.
Yeah.
With the two D's.
I mean, it's a great way to say titty. Titty. I can't even say titty. I have to say titty. It softens it. It accentuates the suppleness. I need to stop talking about the titties.
I think our goal for future episodes is get more authors on, because I have the most fun.
100%.
I love having authors on, and I feel like it also gives us a lot more structure sometimes for the episode, which is nice.
We write out the questions we want answered.
We wrote out questions to ask Lauren Oliver, because we were like, we cannot expose a fourth person to this. And for Courtney Summers, too. We were like, we have to be better than we normally are.
And I love that for us, for those brief two episodes. I love a lot of our episodes, but I can't choose all of them. But I do clearly have a range that are my favorites. Christina, how about you?
Well, let me go with the least favorites, because I think so. Those are the only ones that haven't really been mentioned. I will say two of our most popular episodes are the ones that are play off of My Favorite Murder. It was my favorite fictional murder and my favorite true crime. And while I have a deep love for those episodes and how popular they are, I'm so annoyed that they're popular because people are just looking for murder podcasts. So we come up when you search, and that's why we have, like, in the hundreds for listens on them. So I have a bitterness towards those episodes for being popular. I had to say, when I was really coming up with, like, what are episodes where I was like, I don't want to do this, like, that we did anyway. And I'm saying this to make Steph mad. The Vampire Diaries episode, episode 43.
Wow.
And the reason why I'm putting that as one of my least favorites is because it occurred to me while I was looking at that, I watched 22 hours of television for a show I did not like just so we could record that one episode. I just can't do the rest of
You just
of
don't
them.
Like to see Steph joyous.
Yeah, you don't like me happy.
Twilight That's with her.
That's what it is. I want Steph to be miserable. You know what I think it is? I think it's that I watched 22 hours of this show for you. And there are so many times where I'm like, Steph, could we do this immediately? But you're like, I won't finish
but
it.
But hey, in my defense, I do finish
and
stuff.
And then I think about watching
I do that. Finish stuff. I've watched a lot of stuff that I never would have for you.
That's true. Steph does watch.
It's true.
So I think it's even.
It's true. But that just made me so laugh when I was looking at that. And I was like, oh, because I remember watching that show. And I would have stopped watching at around episode 15. But I kept going because I was like, no, we'll do this. And then I was prepared to do a second season if the episode did well, but it didn't. So thank God. But my least favorite episode, and this is going to go into my favorites immediately, is episode 70, You Had Us at Food, where we talked about food that we loved from movies and books and TV shows and shit. And the reason this is my least favorite episode is because it breaks up the trilogy of the Panic series. Because Panic is episode 69, 71, and 72. And on our list, it's broken up by the little art of me in a chef's hat and you with an apple on your head. For an episode that I think 8 people listened to, it did so poorly at a time where people were actually listening to us. If that episode had been something else, I don't know what. I don't know what it could have been. But if it had been something else, I think we would have skyrocketed with the Panic
That's
trilogy.
So fucking funny.
I think this episode being here actively hurt us in the long run. Okay? Because when you look at some of the other shit that we've done that is so good, that episode is so mid. But it came out when we were having an influx of people that didn't know us in real life and were listening to us the first time, because one of the reasons why the Panic trilogy isn't my favorites is we got mentioned in a random Discord about Lauren Oliver for her fans.
And a newsletter.
And that's how she
didn't
found us.
Did we get mentioned
us.
In that newsletter? And, oh no, we put ourselves in that newsletter.
Yeah, the newsletter was for romance stuff. The Ray Nicholson's Titty Fan Club, first of all, one of the greatest episode titles we've ever had. It catches people's attention, okay? They bring us up in a Discord that the author is in. And so because of that, that's when Lauren Oliver listened to us. And Nat said one mildly, like,
I contradicted myself immediately after, and Lauren Oliver mentioned this in the episode. She's like, you literally said, oh, you know, it's just okay, you don't need to read the book, but then she's like, but the writing for the show was amazing. Yeah. Same person.
It was absolutely fantastic because it wasn't that bad, but Nat started panicking the second it happened. The second it turned out that Lauren Oliver had listened to that episode and Nat had said, oh, I don't think you need to read the previous books, Nat, you started freaking out. And I was having the time of my goddamn life. Nothing could have converged better of happier, funnier things happening than an author reaching out to us. Mm-hmm. Like, she was the one that tagged us and initiated the conversation. You being so embarrassed by this, but knowing that we had to go forward and do this because of course we did.
I would have never said no. I'd be like, I'm a fucking slut. Okay, let's go for it.
And you just like your vibe the whole time beforehand. I was having such a great time.
I think I dissociated that episode a little bit.
You did.
And I think this is why it's not my least favorite episode, because I was just fine throughout.
Long for the ride.
Like, whatever.
It was so good. One, then we had a great episode with the actual mm-hmm. author that I'm sure the people on the Discord also listened to. But then I also love the third episode because that's the one where we talked about spoilers. And I believe we had guest Ardo on, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. And then we named it one of the best episode names we've done to date, Supple and Uncut.
And I think it's because I just kept saying supple throughout.
You did. about Ray Nicholson's titties. You kept
calling
them supple.
Because they are supple.
To this day, the fan club of us enjoying him shirtless in that show exists. It's a crime that that show didn't have a season two. So, like, how could I not love those? Episode 51 is also one of my favorites because that is the Courtney Summers episode. And I am, even though it takes so much more work to do episodes with authors, I am deeply impressed that we have managed to do two of them, even though, you know, it was just, they kind of just happened,
yeah.
You know? Like, I know we reached out to Courtney Summers, but like,
no, she
we
did.
Also,
I think she reached
work,
out to us.
No, we reached out to Courtney.
No, I feel...
But we
no, like we mentioned
we
her, in
a, knew her
in an episode, and she was.
I thought I emailed her agent, didn't I?
I don't think so.
No, we went directly to her.
Directly to her email.
But then me and Steph met her in person,
yes,
through
yeah.
work, and we were like, "You've had full conversations with us."
Yeah, she's like, "Your voices sound familiar to me," and I was like, maybe."
Yeah, because we did a whole. She reached out to us because you talked about Sadie,
yes,
before it came out in one of our,
yeah,
episodes.
And I, oh, thank you to my friend also named Courtney, who gave me the arc of that before Sadie was out, which I feel like started this whole train, because I feel like I passed around that arc like crazy.
And it was such a good book. Oof, still one of my, yeah, favorites from her.
Great book.
That was it. And then hilariously, the other episode that I had listed as one of my favorites was The Dark Review. And it was because the cover image is the first time it changed with the yellow jackets, and it's great. Two, I watched that show so that we could do that review. You guys were like, it's really good, you should watch it, and then we'll do an episode on it. And so I did. And I was like, oh, this is great. You're right. 100,000% should have watched this. Completely different vibes than watching Vampire Diaries.
I feel like that's the only show you've liked that I've ever told you to watch.
There's definitely more of them. I just remember the ones that I don't like more because it's funnier.
Wow.
It's like, also, I have to say, it's very fun watching somebody watch Dark for the first time, because like Michelle watching,
yeah,
Dark this year was like, I watched her watch parts of it, but it's so entertaining to see her be like, what? Like, just like slowly being like, what? And then like also losing track of who's who. Because,
oh my god, yeah, because all those white people look
and
the same.
Also, I feel like when both Steph and I were watching it originally, there were no fucking family trees,
no,
that you could follow. Like, I could find nothing. There was nothing online because barely anybody was watching it then. And I was, because
you're watching it like while,
yeah, the
it was
first
happening,
the
right?
first year that it aired, we watched it on. Well, I don't think I knew Steph then, but I
no, you did, because I remember you said you were talking about it on the podcast, and then I was like, oh, I'm gonna go watch this, and I blew through season one, and it was the only season available at the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, but I had watched it, yeah, before then. Right, I remember. Because I watched it with some old friends.
But I...
You're like,
But yeah, because I think the first year it came out would have been, if not the year before the podcast, maybe the year that we started the podcast. I think it might have been something like that, yeah. Because it only had the three seasons. And it was just, you know what? It's kind of fun to be the person that doesn't know what's going on in the show and watching it when other people do, because I really enjoyed messaging you every single theory and thought that I had. And I think at this point, Dark's been out long enough that I'm not going to spoil this, but if you haven't watched Dark right now, like, why are you even listening to this podcast? You should be watching
Dark. It's three seasons.
Was,
it's all done.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And they're like 10 episode seasons. Like, it's very reasonable to get through for one of, if not the best single
show
you will ever
watch.
Okay,
so the first season did come out in 2017. I waited 2 years, 2019. And I believe, Steph, you also would have waited 2 years.
I did.
For the second season to come out. How crazy is that? We waited 2 years. Unheard of.
And then I guess we finished it during the pandemic because the last season was 2020.
Yeah.
Crazy. What a great show. I loved it.
I could rewatch that.
100%. I have been thinking for the last little bit, I want to rewatch Dark because it was just so good. But I remember specifically the moment of texting Nat and Steph all of my thoughts while the show was happening. That one of the like second or third thing I said was, my God, all these white people look the same. It's impossible.
And I think the both of us were like that.
And then you get near the end and you realize, oh my God, there's a reason they all look the same. That's never
and
the
honestly,
case.
Honestly, brilliant casting in some cases. Like, they do literally look like the same people. And you're like, whoever was like, oh, this face shape matches this face shape. Amazing. Amazing.
Stunning work. Stunning work. So I think some of our best. I will also give a shout out to just like, we have had some great titles over the years.
Golden My Globes
from
is one of my faves.
Girls of my globes, are you lost, baby girl?
A phrase I still use to this day.
Yeah,
same.
Yeah, we're very aware. The real horror is having a family. You know, there's some really good shit that we've had out there. And hopefully the best is not behind us, but it might be.
Well, if you're new to us, we're going to link to every episode we talked about here. And then you can go enjoy our backlog, because who knows if anyone does that.
Steph has continued to make more work for Nat this episode, and I am loving it.
That's fine.
We say the numbers. We say that we.
Yeah, we say the numbers. I'll probably edit some clips in, to be honest, just to be fun.
Do that.
Just to hear the difference in our voices, because it is truly wild. The world has really beaten us down.
It's true.
The when we used to have jobs, wow. We were different
when I was
people.
Like young in my career and like enjoyed life. I was so happy, so peppy.
Yeah, like when you were like ignorant of how little money you made and like, you know, inflation wasn't like beating you down. Like you didn't have to, like I the other day I was like, oh, I need to buy this book. And I was like, I'll just put it on my like wish list and I'll buy it later or whatever when I have money or like can budget it in. Hardcover books are now $40 Canadian.
Were you looking at the same book as me? Yeah. Because I was like, $30.
No, they're all like, $40. Like, they're no all way. Of them. I've been looking at a bunch of them. They're all $40.
Ugh.
I was in, me and Steph, the last time I was in Indigo, it was with Steph. We were at the mall. And I remember looking at books and picking some up. And I really wanted a like trade paperback. For while you're at the cottage, but like a mass market, like the really small pocketbooks. That's my favorite size of book. But I kept picking up a couple of hardcovers to look through them. Jesus fucking Christ, man! Like, as someone that exclusively uses the library and like subscription services for audiobooks, Jesus Christ.
Still with books before, we're like, I feel like not even a year ago, we're $20, $21, $22 for a hardcover. Now,
I think probably a year ago, probably 30.
30.
Yeah, because, I mean, we just bought trade paperbacks that were $21, and that is not, like, that's been
okay,
that
I want to be clear
while, so
to people who are listening to this who do not know how publishing works. They make up those numbers, by the way. Like, they decide those prices. The fucking, I mean, like, the cost of materials does go up. It doesn't go up by that much. Like, not enough to account for $10 of a difference. Like, I remember when we, this is, like, a little bit, I shouldn't be saying this. It doesn't matter. I don't work for that company anymore. But when we were making things that were, like, slightly different from the pocket size mass markets, they made a different version that was, like, a square shape just for funsies. Because they're like, nobody else is doing it. We're going to do it. They priced that up, even though it cost the same amount of money to make as a small mass market. They priced it up to, I think, I want to say $15. Did not have to be that price, but that's what they did. They made that decision. They voted on it. I watched all the people in the room decide, yeah, that's what we're going to mark it up to. Fuck publishing.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something. The square mass markets are worse.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they don't fit in a pocket. The beauty of a mass market is they fit in the back pocket of your pants. It's truly, they're like discounting it so that, or they're bringing it the price higher so that all of these other companies can discount it. That's what it is. So that Indigo can slap a $20 off sticker on this hardcover.
They haven't done that on the two books that I want to buy.
Someone was saying, so like ebooks are now $13.99, but if you wait a month or two, they'll go down to $2.99 or $3.99.
Wow.
Ebooks are always having
the wildest sales. I would never pay $13.
And I will say, I am a big proponent of not having a ton of physical books in your life, truly because if you ever have to move, it's hell.
I can attest
to that. It's just, it's absolute murder. So I love an ebook. I love a library situation. But sometimes you want to buy a book because you're like, I loved this one. And this is the one that I'm willing to like, this is worth the weight it's going to carry when I have to move. But then sometimes you're like, Jesus fucking Christ. Because you know the authors aren't getting paid any more for it.
That's true. They get paid more for the ebooks.
You know, that's a weird note for this episode to have landed on. But it is where we are.
Yeah, just, you know, note to everybody, we love books, we hate the publishing industry. We can't go anywhere from here's the thing. Let's talk about backwards systems.
No, here's the thing. We would all go back to publishing in a heartbeat if they paid us what? The tiniest bit more, and that's why we can never talk full shit about it.
That's really what it is. The number of times that it's just like, wow, you know what I really enjoy working in? But you know what I also like doing? Paying my rent.
I like buying things I want. You know what I mean?
It's I look at people that are still working in publishing that I know personally or that like I don't like. It doesn't matter. They're all the same. And I wonder, are they satisfied? How are they paying rent? Like, I think about, like, when I was in publishing, I couldn't afford to move to the city. Like, I couldn't do it on that salary. And I'm like, that person that was, like, my manager, for example, I'm like, they couldn't have been making much more than me. How are they paying their rent? I don't get it. What's happening? Is this, like, family money coming in?
And then, so we started this podcast as an additional source of revenue. It has not
worked out. Maybe one day.
Instead, it has become a burden.
Yes.
I give this company $25 a month, even when we're not recording. Well, that's us. That's our 100th episode. If you have listened to most of these, I'm not going to assume anyone has listened to all of these, but I know we have some listeners that have been here since episode one. Shout out to you. I don't know what number of listeners we'd have to get to that we would stop making this, but we haven't hit that number yet. So thanks so much for keeping it above 10 that we keep recording episodes. If any of you stop, that might be the death knell. Who knows? You know what I mean? And hopefully we'll get some new ones for the next 100, you know, maybe we'll actually do the next 100 with no months to a year long hiatus. And maybe that will help. One day, guys, episode 200
will be totally different.
You know what? Let's set reasonable goals. Episode 200 happens.
Yeah, it's there.
And maybe we have an affiliate code for DoorDash.
I love that for us. Maybe we should start seeking more authors actively. Maybe we should do more hustle.
I mean, we could.
We've discussed before that I think we might have to put in a little bit more effort. Maybe a couple more book episodes in a month.
Who's our next author?
You know, maybe
should we
I want the Hurricane Wars. Lucy Parker? I want her.
I think, okay, but also we could get the Hurricane Wars author. This is her debut book, right? Like, she's going to be out in the trenches. I will read this book.
So were the trenches like on purpose?
No, it wasn't. Yeah, absolutely. I meant more, I get what you're going for, but you know, I want it for us. I also want for us to one day re-record our trailer episode.
Could we cut together pieces of old, like a dramatic?
Yeah. We've talked about that before. It's never happened because it means listening to the old episodes all the way through and cutting out parts. And we didn't do that when we only had 40 episodes. So how are we going to do that at 100? Well, hopefully one day we will get approval to read advanced copies of The Hurricane War so that we can read it before it comes out, so that we can reach out to the author and ask her if she would like to be on this podcast, where we are very nice to authors, even though Nat said that negative thing one time. We'll make sure that Nat behaves themselves. So that we could reach out to another author so we can do the Hurricane Wars. I think that's it for us this episode. Next episode, 101, we're back to our regular scheduled programming where we're going to talk about the thing that was going to be our episode 100 idea, but we all really disliked the books that we had to read, so we decided that would be a shit episode 100. So hopefully this was better. Thanks so much for listening, guys. That's everything from us.
Bye.
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 Thank you again for listening.